every day in this fair land, the trembling voice of the music fan rings loud and clear.
What are you doing here? Please, Mr. DJ, I don't want you to go. Let's have more fine music on my radio. From 1410 in Vancouver, C-Fun Radio. Please, Mr. DJ, I don't want you to go.
Hiya, jocks. You see, MC'd one of them 24-hour telethons and took in $7, pledges and all. And you got 1,000 requests for a record by Lily Pons, so you play it and get a rep as the first sick DJ. And that delicatessen which used to send up all those free sandwiches starts charging you for them. Save your money. And you just had a coughing attack in the middle of a cough drop commercial, and they just banned your theme. Is that what's for real today, booby?
Well, lift your head up high and belt out that station break with a vengeance. You show those song pluggers. You show the wild. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up.
Those tapes. I hope not. Hey there, Bleary. You say your wife decides to sit with you on that all-night show. She says she heard a lot of voices. And since you said Paul Anka's getting old, a heavy-set girl on a motorcycle seems to be stalking you. And you just interviewed a guy with blisters all over his mouth, and you both used the same mic. And the station manager keeps telling you you'd be great on TV. The trouble is he keeps saying it all the time now. And you just bit your tongue trying to talk like a hipster. Is that what's taking the zing out of your pitch today, Pagliacci?
Well, lift that needle on high and get your lunch off the turntable. Gargle before each commercial. Don't fool around on the bandstand. Your day will come. I can see it all now. The top 10 hits in a week. In fourth place, Beethoven's Fifth.
Hey there, boo-boo. You say you got a lot of mash notes from someone named Billy, and you find out it's a man. And your engineer cuts you off the air, locks the control room door, and takes over. Little prank by a sweet, cocky kid. And a guy gives you a free record and pulls out a badge. And your health food sponsor just found out you're 5 foot tall and weigh 246 pounds. And on your first live discussion panel, everybody gets drunk and a fist fight breaks out with a lot of dirty words. You're lucky nobody was listening. And another 1,000 postcards just come in for that Lily Pons record. Is that what's got you spinning at 78 today, busker?
Well, play that music out loud. Keep those splitballs out of the studio. Fight, fight, fight. While you're at it, get a new sign-off. You show the wild. You show them all.
Remember, a pretty girl is like a melody, but get 3 or 4 tunes playing at once, you can go crazy there. Isn't the old philosopher saying, you show me an antique stringed instrument that's been stored in the attic, and I'll show you a dirty liar.
You know, somewhere between the humdrum of everyday office work and the glitter of Hollywood stardom, we find an unusual creature called a disc jockey. Disc jockeys, or DJs if you prefer, come with assorted voices and styles and talents, so it's said. But all of them have the very same purpose: to keep you entertained every minute of every hour of every day and night. Disc jockeys are found almost everywhere. At record hops, music shops, in church on Sunday. Yes, and just about everywhere on your radio dial. Mothers tolerate them, sponsors argue with them, teenagers love them, and most everybody listens to them. Maybe a disc jockey is an unsung idol with a new record in his hand, wisdom with a smile on his face. But then again, maybe he's just an unusual symbol of our time, trying to read a commercial while eating a ham sandwich. These remarkable creatures can stuff into 1 minute a 30-second commercial, a plug for his next record hop, a mention of his name, a mention of the station's call letters, and his thanks to you for listening. Most disc jockeys dig fan mail, new records, sunglasses, teenagers, sports cars, and the general manager's secretary. They don't like long newscasts, television in general, wearing a tie, and the general manager. When you're hard at work, a DJ helps the time fly. And when you're lonely, he's your constant companion. And when you're feeling blue, he's a bright spot in your day. He has the energy of a 5-year-old, the patience of a nuclear scientist, the endurance of a bull elephant, the nerves of a tightrope walker, the understanding of a country doctor, and he hardly ever needs sleep. It's said, a disc jockey is a marvelous creature because you can shut him off your radio. But you know, you just can't shut him out of your heart. He's a fast-talking, good-looking dynamo of energy. But when you reach the end of the day and you're tired and sort of down and a day older than you were yesterday, nothing can make you feel so much better so fast as your favorite disc jockey when you turn on the radio and you hear him say, as only he can say, "Hello out there."
There. Hi, you guys and gals. This is your old friend, the guy with stacks of wax, some frisky discs, and the tops and pops. And now here come the four fatheads to sing your favorite disc jockey's theme song.
Hiya there, fellas, and hiya there, gals. Here's one of your real DJ pals. He's the guy who spins your favorite platter, the guy who makes with a clever pattern. Let's give the boy a hand on your make-believe bandstand.
Well, all righty. Thank you, fatheads. And now I...
Wait a minute, partner. We're not through singing the praises of you, you, you. So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the jocks.
Yes, three boys and girls, it's time once again for...
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean is turn up the sound on the record machine. Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes.
Well, that takes care of that. Now, I feel...
He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 50. You know his taste, it's oh so nifty. So let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.
Yes, indeedy, fatheads, and hello to all you wax lovers out there. This is your old pal, the Record Man, sending your way...
Just a minute, Pops. We're not through.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Forget it. Stand back.
Here comes the man with the rock and roll.
Look, if it's all the same to you, I'd like to start the show, and...
Wait a minute, man. I mean, we do this theme only as a special favor anyway, like at scale, you know? I mean, I guess if we want you to spin our records, we have to do this jazz. So let's make it a full chorus. What do you say? Okay, gang. One, two.
Here comes the man with the rock and roll. Record on the table, spindle in the hole. Requestfully yours, here's Mr. Spin. The jazz is far out, but he's pretty far in. Teenager fossil, don't be a jerk. Turn off the program and get back to work.
What are you doing to me?
Stop goofing off with rhythm and blues. Go read a book or listen to the news.
Can I talk now?
Yeah, man. Lots of luck. And remember, you asked for it.
Here he is, every ding-dong day. Everybody's favorite DJ. It's the All Night Record Man.
Hello, on a show each night at a radio station. When you're going to bed, he gets up instead, and it goes to his odd occupation, Judy.
Stay up, Dan, the all-night record man. Friend of every night owl music fan. All night long, he's at his post to play the tunes you love the most. Stay up, Dan, the all-night record man. Send him a telegram, hear your favorite band. He'll play you anything back to Dixieland. For every ten that criticize, a thousand others idolize. Stay up, Dan, the all-night record man. Where it reaches, no one ever knows. Someone alone in the hinterland, maybe to a crowd on a roadside stand. Gang at the tavern, tavern in the town. Get together, send a message down. Please play a song just for old lang syne. Something we can sing like Sweet Adeline.
Station the cats all dig. I wear my Bermudas and the girls all scream because they dig my bowling and my sneakers routine. I play every Beatles song, I dig every match, but I think that song called Money should be changed to Scratch. My voice has that sound.
Dick the DJ, the winner got a date with Dick the DJ.
He said, "Hey, my name's Dick, let's get this straight. You're the lucky lady if you're caller number 8.
Well, I picked up the phone, I didn't hesitate. I said, "Dick, Dick, Dick, am I caller number 8? Caller number 8, caller number 8. I could be the lucky lady if I was caller number 8.
He said, "You're caller number 8, I'll pick you up at 7, and you can start climbing that stairway to heaven."
So he picked me up, we stayed out till 3. Dick was sure the jock I thought he'd be. The man for me, the man for me. Dick was sure the jock I thought he'd be.
"Time's up, sweetie, I gotta go. I'll be talking to you on the radio."
So he took me home, I begged him to stay. I knew I was in love with Dick the DJ. Dick the DJ, Dick the DJ. I knew I was in love with Dick the DJ. Oh, his voice comes through so cool and clear. I just love having Dick next to my ear. Every day I turn him on, I've got Dickie on my mind all day long. All day long, all day long, I got him on my mind all day long. So Dick it was and Dick it is, Dick's the number one radio whiz. North, south, east and west, everybody knows Dick is best. Dick is best, Dick is best, Dick the DJ, he's the best.
Hello, this Ralph Emery. Yeah, Ralph Emery, the disc jockey who plays country western cowboy records on Electric Radio. Yeah, well, this is Don Bowman. Bowman. Yes, sir. I got a new record out, and I sent you 500 copies, and I ain't heard it played yet. And I just... Hello? Hello? Well, you're hot.
Pop the top on one more beer. Hold the phone up to your ear. Dial that number one more time. Get that DJ on the line.
Hello, Mr. Emery. This Don Bowman again. Yeah. Listen, I got this new record out, like I was telling you, on Lard Bucket Records, and it's called, I bet, Lard Bucket. You think that's funny, huh? Well, fuck you. The Ralph Emery Show isn't so goddamn hot sounding either. Yeah, super mouth. I've heard your goddamn radio show. All I was calling about is seeing if you'd played my goddamn record on your show. Well, what the hell you want, flowers? Hello?
Pop the top on one more beer. Hold the phone up to your ear. Dial that number one more time. Get that DJ on the line.
Hello. Hey, Emery. It's Don Bowman. Look, sweetheart, you hang up that goddamn phone again, I'm gonna mash your ass. You bet your sweet poopa. I called up nice and polite to ask you to play my record on your radio show, and you get cute. Nobody likes a smart ass, Emery. All I want is you to play the record. And you fuck with Martha White and her flower and the truck stop too. Yeah. What about the 500 copies? You sell them, you son of a bitch? Yeah. Hello? Hello? You rotten.
Pop the top on one more beer. Hold the phone up to your ear. Dial that number one more time. Get that DJ on the line.
Hello? Hey, dummy. You hang up that damn phone again, and I'm gonna stomp the shit out of you. I sent you 500 goddamn copies of the record, and it ain't been played yet. Now play the son of a bitch on the radio, I'll come up there and whip your ass. In any goddamn key. You chicken shit.
He lost his job at radio. They don't need these jockeys no more. Everything's now done with robots. He packed up, walked out the door. He stopped to fill his car up. Didn't know where he was headed. But then he found his destiny while pumping the unleaded. He's now a gas station disc jockey. Inside the pump, crouching right inside of it, developing a hump. Gas station disc jockey, not a lot of room, spinning all the records, smelling all the fumes. He thought he'd work in radio, but the job, it didn't last. They said he'd never work again. Now he tells them where to stick it. He is a gas station disc jockey.
Inside his little cage, but he's the only DJ so much, and he won't play what they say to play. And he don't wanna change what don't need to change. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. Well, some folks say they're gonna hang him so high, 'cause you just can't do what he did. There's some things you just can't put in the minds of those kids. As we celebrate mediocrity, all the boys upstairs wanna see how much you'll pay for what you used to get for free. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. And there goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. Sometimes it'll kind of come in, and I'll bust a move and remember how it was back then. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the voice. And there goes the last DJ.
Between the commercialism of the sponsor and the innocence of the radio audience, we find a delightful creature called a disc jockey. Disc jockeys come in assorted sizes, weights, and colors. But all disc jockeys have the same creed: to fill every minute of every hour of every day with records and commercials, and to protest with noise their only weapon when the last program is finished and the radio sponsor switches his interest to television. Disc jockeys are found everywhere. Radio stations, golf courses, advertising agencies, underneath, inside of, climbing on, swinging from, running away to, on top of...
Old Smokey!
Mothers ignore them. Little girls don't understand them. Older sisters tolerate them. Adults, heh. Heaven and the advertising agencies protect them. A disc jockey is truth with a script in its hand. Beauty with a bloodshot voice. Wisdom with a cut of the prophets. And the hope of the sponsor with a frog in his throat. When you are busy, a disc jockey is an inconsiderate, bothersome, intruding jangle of noise. When you want him to play a beautiful melodic record, his brain turns to jelly. Or else he becomes a savage, sadistic jungle creature bent on destroying his hoofer rating and himself with a brass band playing into an echo chamber. A disc jockey is a composite. He has the brain of an adding machine, the ulcers of a banker, the persistency of an auctioneer, the diction of a train announcer, the subtlety of a meat cleaver, And when he has to put a record on the turntable by himself, he has five thumbs on each hand. He likes free albums, swimming pools, Dixieland records, Cadillacs, money, sponsors in their natural habitat, free passes, and the girl across the street. He is not much for music, song pluggers, other disc jockeys, the sales department, engineers, and the girl across the street's husband. Nobody else is so early to rise or so late to supper. Nobody else gets so much fun out of old joke books, loud records, fan mail, and females. Nobody else can cram into 1/2 hour so many commercials about soap, falling hair, toothpaste, deodorants, non-skid tires, and a large chunk of unknown substance. A disc jockey is a magical creature. You can turn him off your radio, but you can't turn him off your neighbor's radio. You can get him out of your mind, but you can't get him out of the air. He's a bleary-eyed, seraph-voiced, fast-talking bundle of noise. But when you wake up in the morning with only the shattered pieces of your sleep and dreams, he can make you wish you'd never been born with the two magic words,
good morning.
Okay, good evening, and welcome once again to the Slap of Bit from me, KBC. And tonight, of course, we're looking at radio. And I'll tell you why in a few seconds. Let's just get to the playlist. That's what you're here for, isn't it? Forget about me. Don't worry about it. As long as you read my playlist. We started out with Eddie Lawrence, the DJ's Philosopher Returns. In, a week and a half, 10 days, March 2nd will be his 100th birthday. I will observe that in my own style. Thank you. Herb Dodson after that from 1963. What is a disc jockey? Nobody knows, but it's okay. We keep them guessing. The disc jockey theme song from Steve Allen on the Coral label, Stay Up Stan, the all-night record man. And that goes for my friend Stan at FMU. Ask Stan about his weird encounter with Raymond Franks on a cold morning in the subway. That was Charlie Barnett. Go ahead and ask him. One of the best stories I've ever heard. Beatnik DJ was Dick Robinson and Tommy Days from 1964. Dick the DJ. Mary Wilson. Remember her from The Telephone Man? Of course you do. Hello, DJ Don Bowman. That's the X version, of course. The gas station disc jockey was Power Salad. I believe they're a duo out of somewhere. I get them in my email sometime or my Facebook feed. And sometimes they strike gold. Whatever that is. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, or at least whatever was left of them by then, and that was the last DJ. And what is a disc jockey? Again, from Spike Jones this time. Different things from the other one from 1955, this one. So, I do the show on radio because radio is a very important thing to me. It's been where I've lived my second life. And, this week, or a couple of weeks ago, actually, I was kind of rewarded for my time and effort spent when I was handed a two-hour slot on a Saturday night here in Maine on WERU. It's an FM station, and I'll be on the air 8 to 10 Saturday nights. You can find them on the internet, weru.org. I'm not sure what the archive situation is yet, but they will keep archives up for 2 weeks, so just keep track of it. You can hear what's going on there, too. Because that's more of a freeform thing. And the other thing is, they say a door opens and then a door closes. Of course, this week, or last week, I guess, we lost a pretty big door. We lost X-Ray Burns. I always thought he was a better door than a window. But he was always one of my favorite people at FMU. The last time I saw him was literally a week before I moved up here. I had gone down there to drop off a couple of crates of records, and it was on a Sunday afternoon, and I got to hang out with Glenn and X-Ray and Bill Kelly, and I think Joe McGasco was there too, but I'm not sure. This is a long time ago, but X-Ray and I were in the corner talking real estate the whole time. Don't talk politics with X-Ray, but it was great, and miss you, X-Ray. Miss you a lot.
soon that plan was gay, left a girl all shy. Just like you, when you get by, I'll buy my jam on the radio.
Yeah.
can steal the night bird, and I'll fly again when 2 a.m. rolls around. Join me. Till then, love and peace, and a good day.
I can't stop singing now. Singing on the radio. I've been in bands since I was a child. Wanna be a rock and roll star. Trying hard to sing on the radio. You got a fan for you soon. She's got the mystery too. For you to be on the radio. She says I got to be cool. Feel deep inside what I do. The Rolling Stones on the radio. Hey boy, you gotta do what you feel. Forget the business and sing.
Singing on the radio.
Chevy truck. So listen, Romeo, when you're feeling kind of low, let me tell you where to
radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Doesn't television stretch the imagination?
Up to 27 inches, yes.
Play, whoa, princess, the sister.
with radio. It's a wireless telephone. I just bought one of my own. Now I sit at home alone and hear them dish the dirt. But all that I can hear is buzzing in my ear is sounds like wildcat hisses, but it's boys and misses making silly wishes, sending wireless kisses all night through. They do that same old story ever new, and it is true. A million girls and boys are making all that noise for that means I love you.
Symphony, rewritten by machine on new technology. And now I understand the supernova scene.
Okay, we are steaming down the old home stretch. Let's give you the playlist. Ballad of Glenn Jones and X-Ray Burns from Crumb Pot. Don't know where that came from, but naturally I saved it. Just one more word about X-Ray. He was probably the most warm person I knew of down there at the station. A lot of rough and tumble characters down there, but him, he was in a league of his own. He was a gentleman. And not too many people I would say that about, except maybe Stan. Stan, the all-night record man. He's one of the sweetest people ever. And Ray Franks when he was alive. So anyway, back to the playlist. The Fuzz after that. God bless the radio. FM radio was Dar Williams. The Write-Ons on the radio, and then Turn on the Radio from Reba McEntire. I still love Reba McEntire. I swear to God, on so many levels, I swear. Turn on the Radio from Reba McEntire. Yes, radio as revenge, friends. It could happen to you. An ad from Stan Freberg. We heard from The Sports. They're from Australia, I think. And that was something from the late 70s. Who listens to the radio? I couldn't tell you that. Transistor Sister from Freddie Boom Boom Cannon from 1961. Let's see, the Atlanta Dance Orchestra under the direction of Arthur Hill. That was radio, celebrating this new thing that's coming down the tracks. Probably just a novelty, but we'll check it out anyway and make songs about it. And then, let's see, I Wish There Was a Wireless to Heaven from Irving Kaufman. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but you're wrong. I'm not crying. You're crying, okay? Just keep it up, all right? Crying for a good cause. That's what I say. Video killed the radio star from the presidents of the United States. The real one. Not that thing down in Washington. So anyway, that's my salute to radio. Another category I'm running bone dry on, so you probably won't hear much from this. That's like 3-4 weeks in a row I'm doing this. This is part of my thing to clean out my life, because I have to organize stuff for my new show. Anyway, like I said, weru.org, Saturday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Got it? See you there. See you right here next week.
Take a run around Sue. danced on the sand with a Rio. I woke up with a Maggie May. I dialed 8675309, but there was no Jenny Denny. Why can't I get myself a brown eyed girl when Willie Nelson loves so many? And why does Jack have Diane? And why does Billy Joe have Bobby C? And everybody had Roxanne, except you know. No.